It's Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps, celebrating the lives of everyday people and hearing their stories. Today, Maurice Rowland and Miguel Alvarez. They work together at Valley Springs Manor, which is an assisted living home in California. Or rather, it was. Maurice was a cook, Miguel a janitor. And last fall, the company that managed the home abruptly shut it down, leaving many of the elderly residents with nowhere to go. The staff stopped being paid, and they all left except for Maurice and Miguel. At StoryCorps, they talked about 3 days in which they cared for abandoned residents alone. Here's Maurice.
There was about 16 residents left behind, and we had a conversation in the kitchen, what are we going to do?
If we left, they wouldn't have nobody. We were just the cook and the janitor, but I was cleaning people up, helping them take a bath.
I was passing out meds. My original position was the cook, but we had like people that had dementia. I just couldn't see myself going home. Next thing you know, they're in the kitchen trying to cook their own food and burn the place down. You know what I mean?
I'll only go home for 1 hour, take a shower, get dressed, then be there for 24-hour days.
There are people up 3 in the morning walking around and...
Yeah, you couldn't go to sleep. I'll bring movies from my house. Let's watch this at 3, 4 in the morning, then they'll go to sleep.
Even though they wasn't our family, they were kind of like our family for the short period of time.
You know, you feel sad, but you don't want to show them you feeling like that, you know? My parents, when they were younger, they left me abandoned. And knowing how they going to feel, I didn't want them to go through that.
I think you're pretty strong for sticking in there.
You too, Maurice.
If I would have left, I think that would have been on my conscience for a very long time.
Maurice Rowland with Miguel Alvarez at StoryCorps in Hayward, California. They cared for elderly residents of Valley Springs Manor until the fire department and the sheriff could come to take over. The incident led to the legislation in California known as the Residential Care for the Elderly Reform Act of 2014, which protects residents from being abandoned after a shutdown. This conversation is archived by the Library of Congress, and you can get the StoryCorps podcast on iTunes as well as at npr.org.